This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The Medicare prescription drug bill got a big boost on Monday, an endorsement from the AARP. With its 35 million members, the AARP often is considered a lobbying giant in Washington, but in reality, it's been more of a sleeping giant that's lost some of its clout over the last 15 years. NPR's Joseph Shapiro reports.
Plenty of AARP members think the group made a lousy deal when it endorsed the Republican drug plan. Yesterday in Washington, outside of AARP's national headquarters, about a dozen angry AARP members stood in the rain and cut up their plastic AARP cards. The group included Pearl Reeves of Queens, New York.
And I'm a member of AARP. I've been a member for 25 years, and I'm mad as hell that they are betraying all the seniors. I'm so mad. I'm burning my car today. I'm going to cut it up or burn it up or whatever I can do and throw it away.
Yeah. Yeah. Inside the group's headquarters, 10 floors above, Bill Novelli said the AARP did the right thing to help shape a new health benefit for seniors. Novelli is a former advertising executive who once worked for Richard Nixon. He took over the AARP 2.5 years ago. He's been trying to restore some of the group's political power.
We've been criticized for many things, being a little sleepy, as you say, maybe being wishy-washy, whatever. I think it's changed in the sense that we are taking a very strong stand here.
The risk is that Novelli will anger many among the AARP's very diverse membership.
This legislation is going to help about two-thirds of all older people with their drug costs, especially the low-income ones, and especially people with really high costs. We don't think it's going to meet everybody's expectations. I mean, it is not a perfect bill, but it's something to build on.
It's also the biggest expansion of Medicare since another bill that would have helped two-thirds of seniors. In 1988, the AARP endorsed a plan to pay for prescription drugs and cover catastrophic insurance costs. But many of the one-third who didn't get helped objected to paying for the new program. After some angry demonstrations, Congress repealed the law. And the AARP set off on 15 years of political caution. Novelli says the new bill was written with that history in mind.
Well, you know, the historians among us remind us that in 88 we did have that catastrophic coverage situation, that there were a lot of members who were upset. One difference is that this Medicare bill is voluntary, whereas that one was not. So people, if you don't want this benefit, then you don't have to pay for it. You don't have to join. You don't have to enroll.
To secure its own future, AARP has been trying to appeal to a younger group of Americans, the wealthy and powerful baby boom generation. AARP membership starts at age 50, and today one baby boomer turns 50 about every 7.5 seconds. 5 years ago, the group changed its name from the American Association of Retired Persons to simply the AARP. The point was to dump the word retired. About half of its members still work, and about a third are under the age of 60. AARP members don't get to vote on the group's legislative positions, but there's a lot of polling of the members.
It's really interesting. Younger members, let's say people 45 to 60, they are even more in favor of Medicare drug coverage than older people. And I think the reason is that as boomers go into caregiving, as they care for their parents, they help to pay for their parents' drugs, and as they see the future, they understand that we need drug coverage in Medicare.
So the group's fight on Medicare could attract those coveted boomers. Still, politically, there's no typical AARP member. They pretty much reflect America, split between Democrats, Republicans, and Independents. But AARP members do have one thing in common. They join for the discounts on things like hotel rates and insurance. That point was clear at the protest outside the AARP headquarters. One of the protesters, June Van Brunt, came from New York.
I'm here against AARP. Well, I'm not going to burn my card. That I know I'm not going to burn it. Because I like some of the discounts that AARP gives. I went on a cruise and I used my AARP as a discount. It was a great discount on the cruise.
Joseph Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.